From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the State Department today, Condoleezza Rice tried to keep the push for Middle East peace on track. She met jointly with Palestinian and Israeli negotiators.
At the same time, there was news of political change in Israel. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert announced that he will resign when his party chooses a new leader. President Bush called Olmert to wish him well, and administration officials tried to downplay what this means for the peace process. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Rice called Olmert's announcement an internal Israeli matter. It didn't stop her from hosting joint talks at the State Department today with the chief Israeli and Palestinian negotiators.
They were very fruitful in that we continue to watch parties and to work with parties who are working very, very hard toward an agreement. The issues are difficult, and they've always been difficult. There's nothing surprising in that.
She said her goal is still to reach an agreement this year, a goal set when Prime Minister Olmert and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas came to Annapolis, Maryland last November. Expectations were never that high that the two men could reach an agreement on the borders between Israel and a future Palestinian state, the status of Jerusalem, refugees, and other thorny issues. But President Bush did raise the bar when he followed up the Annapolis conference with a trip to Israel and the West Bank.
And I believe it's possible, not only possible, I believe it's going to happen, that there will be a signed peace treaty by the time I leave office.
This week, Prime Minister Olmert said there is no practical chance for that, and analysts in Washington seem to agree.
The U.S. has done very little to realize the goal that the president set forth.
That's Scott Lisensky of the U.S. Institute of Peace, who recently co-authored a book called Negotiating Arab-Israeli Peace, American Leadership in the Middle East. He offers many reasons for the failure of the Bush administration's efforts, starting with the president's promise to monitor and make sure both sides are taking long-promised confidence-building steps, from an Israeli settlement freeze to Palestinian steps to improve security.
Thus, we've failed to act as a judge, to use the president's word. We failed to positively and make any impact on the ground for Palestinians. I think we failed to leverage regional diplomacy. Annapolis, remember, had many other parties there. And it seems as if that's the last time that we've really engaged them in a serious way.
He also faults the Bush administration for not weighing in on the thorniest issues dividing the Palestinians and Israelis. He says the parties won't get far on these issues by themselves. Then there's the problem of Israeli politics and Olmert's plans to resign as prime minister. Several members of his cabinet are eyeing his job. And John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it will be difficult for any of these politicians to compromise in negotiations with the Palestinians.
There are so many people involved in this on the Israeli side who themselves hope to be prime minister that the chance of getting a real breakthrough on somebody else's watch is extraordinarily low.
Alterman says politics will overwhelm any chance of success.
There's a question of, well, what should we do? Or aren't we better off having some talks rather than no talks? Aren't we better off having slow movement instead of no movement? But in terms of what can actually be done, I think at this point in the game, the Bush administration is in many ways out of energy and out of leverage.
Alterman says there is something the U.S. can do, help the parties take small steps to improve the situation on the ground and make future diplomacy possible. But as for the so-called Annapolis process, Alterman says he wrote its obituary even before the conference took place. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.